Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Cigar Guys podcast. We are back in the studio with Zach, Nikolai, Jared Burrows, and myself, Alexander Gonzalez. We're missing Mark Nikolai, but that's okay. The three of us can handle it, I feel like.
I don't think so.
Probably not. We're missing the glue.
He has a bad leak he's trying to fix.
He's fixing his pipes, or so he says.
That's the cleanest way of expressing that.
But make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can stay updated when we upload new episodes. All our social media is in the description as well. Also, YouTube, please note, this is a documentary. We come on here to discuss the cigar industry, but we don't promote smoking or using any tobacco products. So be sure to not go to websites like basacigar.com or 1102cigars.com. We don't condone it. Anyway, roll the intro.
TV.
All right, and we're back. What are we smoking today? This looks very interesting.
Listen, we got some special cutter. We got a special cutter. We got some special cutters. Got some special cigars. We got some special lighters.
Oh,
that's interesting. All right.
Okay.
First seen here. Well, first seen on our TikTok. Second here, I guess. But today we're actually going to be talking about Cuban cigars. As you guys know, our second in command, fourth in command, Mr. Producer over there, just came back from a trip from Europe. So,
fourth in command. Oh, wow. Okay. Continue.
Zach looked at me like, please laugh.
He's looking at me like, please don't fire me.
Yeah. You ever seen that the Zuckerberg movie?
Social Network?
Yeah, we did that with Alex. Anyway, so he didn't realize yet. Anyway, so Alex brought back some gifts for us.
And then you're going to talk crap about me?
It was a joke. God. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I forgot something.
Are you taking his, next time, are you taking his Cuban back?
I literally set up for this for nothing because I just realized I forgot what I was going to bring too.
Okay.
Oh, is it in the car? Did I bring it in the car? I did bring it in the car. Hold on. I'll be right
back. Okay. So I don't know what's up with Zach. He's acting a little sus. So we're going to go ahead and Jared.
Watch Mark be in the car. What? Jared, what?
What are you smoking?
It's a Bolivar Habano Cuba. Cubano?
Bolivar?
It's so small.
You need to get your eyes checked. What color is it?
I'm not really sure.
Jared's colorblind.
It's an ongoing joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Seems very ongoing joke.
It's an ongoing theory.
All right, so what do you think he's going to bring in for your present?
I don't know. Is it a present? I hope it's a present.
Here he has his lighter, his cutter, his Cubans.
Yeah, but those aren't presents for me.
Oh, I can hear him coming back.
I'm so nervous. What is it? I'm so nervous right now.
Oh.
What is it? Okay, I don't know what it is. Did you not bring it?
I brought it.
It's between his legs. No, seriously, he's hiding.
So, as you guys know, because you watch episodes, it's so easy to make Alex pout. So, because of this, what I got... is a tiny violin whenever Alex starts pouting. Make sure to put some music in here.
This is...
it's our first, like, prop.
First prop. Anytime Alex pouts, we're bringing out the tiny violin. World's smallest violin to show how little we care.
So I'm smoking the Juan Lopez.
Yeah.
I had the... Las Casas de Habanos edition.
That's really good.
Here, you know, get ready. Wait for it. Don't you do it yet. You'll know. I had the Juan Lopez Las Casas de Habanos edition when we were in New York. $70 cigar, but it honestly sucked. I'm going to be honest with you. Exactly.
It doesn't actually play.
So I'm trying to, I'm going to smoke this one, see if, because this is like the original one, or one of the original ones. I'm going to see if this is worth the money, because that $70 smoke was not worth it.
Did I not smoke the same thing the other day?
You did.
I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, well.
But it's also free, so.
True. I had to take out a second mortgage to get these three cigars.
So today I'm smoking, what is this, a Partagas? Yeah, Partagas Series D number 4.
I couldn't afford the number 5.
It's okay. I've had this one. I like it. I haven't had.
Oh, wait. No, that's a good one, actually. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought we liked the number 4 better.
Well, the number 4 is better. I thought I got the 5, which is smaller. But me being a good friend, I got the 4. The number 2 is the one I was not going to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm smoking the Bolivar Habana Cuba. Pretty good so far.
It's not lit. I need to cut it and light it.
Anyway, if you guys look at Alex's screen and have been noticing something to the left side of it.
See that?
Well, the right side of it, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
This?
Yeah. Yeah. You see that? What is that?
A rocket.
That's crazy.
More gifts from Zach.
So can you tell me about this rock? It's just a rocket as far as I know. It says SpaceX on it.
Yeah, so
it's a little small.
It's a 1/200th scale of the Starship.
Really? Is this the one that exploded?
What the fuck? I messed with this in the beginning. What the hell? Put the safety on.
Holy cow. What in the heck is that?
So we got the best tabletop lighter that you could buy. You could roast marshmallows with it. Light your cigars with it. Start a fire.
Fight off aliens.
Yeah, you remember my fire series, the last episode?
Yeah.
I should have had this.
You should have.
I could have just lit this table on fire.
Okay, so we're going to use that.
I'm using this. Not at full flame, though, you know. You got to.
I have a few Cuban cigarillos here, but I'm not going to risk destroying it with that.
One puff. Everybody knows the rules. One puff, because that's all you get.
So Elon Musk was smart enough to actually put, you know, a variable flame on this.
Elon Musk designed that himself.
But there is enough thrust on here to launch into space. So you got to be careful with the turbo setting.
I want to take a Zippo too, right?
Yeah, there better not be Zippo fuel in there. Just kidding. It's butane, obviously. Dang. You look like you know how to handle this pretty well. Familiar size?
It's a little bit. It's a little bit small, but.
All right, I'm going to try and carefully toast my cigar.
You can hear that thing.
I feel like I'm nervous.
Through the microphone.
You can, yeah. I'm nervous. I'm shaking. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, so this is the newest series of our ASMR. Just this torch. Because it's. This.
Oh, wait, that's the safety.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds incredible.
Oh, yeah.
That is beautiful.
Watch to be like the second version have like, you know, four cores or four torches that go into one.
What? Oh, like.
Oh, yeah. Like actually have like a.
Well, not your horn.
Yeah, bigger, obviously.
Like four thrusters?
Four of them.
Or just put all 33 that they have on the actual.
Yeah, that's true.
They have 33.
Yeah, it's 33.
Yeah, 33, yeah.
Dang.
So our time, we have a rocket launching in like 2 minutes.
Do we actually?
Yeah.
609?
No, it's not this. It's just okay. A Falcon 9, I think.
Just some stupid Falcon. It's going to blow up again.
Yeah, the window is at like 6:07 to like 6:15 or something.
Unless it rains.
Yeah, I think they're projected to launch, though.
Aren't they always?
Well, they make the best rockets, obviously.
Are we going to go outside?
It's like the first plane that could, no, we don't have to. We live in Florida. We see them like every other night.
That's true. I watched the last one from, not the last one, but a couple months ago from my parents' balcony on the beach. And the sky turned yellow and they were like, what's that? I'm like, the rocket?
A bird.
It's a plane.
Firefly.
You know what's crazy though? So I was watching a TikTok about this. Well, not about this part, but the space shuttle was so loud coming in that, you know, it'd be a sonic boom.
Can you grab me that?
Is that the rum?
Yeah. I'm smoking a Cuban cigar. I feel like drinking some Cuban rum.
I actually went to Zaza's Cuban food right before this.
So. Oh, perfect.
I know.
Go ahead, Zach.
I'll take some too. But anyway, you know, it would make a loud sonic boom. So people would think there's like a gunshot or something outside. But then this is a TikTok I saw. Do you guys remember how loud planes were back in the day? Or like, not really?
They're pretty loud now.
Well, do you ever remember standing outside and a plane goes over you and you have to stop talking just to like...
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it was so loud.
I never thought about that, but...
I know, right? Because it just disappeared.
Because they're all electric now.
Boom. Doesn't that concern you?
Delta says they want to go all electric by like 2050 or something.
It's like... It's very, very hard to make an electric plane. Like at large scale.
Hold on, wait. So why are the planes quieter now?
Well, they just got more efficient and they're like, you know, they're what, turboprops now? Like the engine type and yeah. It's just a lot more quieter.
I figured I had an aerospace engineer here. I might as well ask.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah. Anyway, electric planes are so hard to make. Not even make. They're just not... They can't be what like a plane is now because of the weight of the batteries.
Just like how a car can't be how it is now. Like an electric car cannot be what it is, you know, compared to a gas guzzler. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's easier.
Can't go as far, you know.
Well, that goes into another thing. You know, fossil fuels, they say, is made of organic like material, whatever. You know, that was just a play so they could sell oil.
So
like, yeah. Or like fossil fuels, are found like very deep under the Earth's crust, right? But the I think the fossil, the most depth that they found a fossil at is like at 16,000 feet below the surface, and fossil fuels are, you know, 20,000 plus feet. So they're like, well, it's not really fossil fuels, you know, there wasn't anything before that, you know.
But isn't it still organic?
Apparently, that was just like a lie that they told to the public.
No, I know. It's not.
I mean, it has
fuels.
To be. I mean, it
it's
has
organic.
To be. Yeah, though. It has to be. Yeah. Or it could be aliens that put it down there.
So what happened to the flying car?
Flying or electric airplanes. Yeah, I mean, you can't do it in large scale. I mean, just like the Cybertruck, when the Cybertruck was announced, what did they promise? What was the battery that they promised? Like the range.
I thought it was supposed to be like 4,600 miles.
4,600? Really?
No, 4,600.
Mm. Oh, I thought the minimum was like 500. And then, you know, 700 for like the more expensive ones, whatever. But they couldn't even achieve that. And they based that off of future battery production, whatever, upgrades in the batteries.
So they didn't achieve that.
Yeah, but they weren't able to achieve that. So imagine now putting all that in a plane. And they're like, oh, by 2050, we'll have, you know, battery capacity enough where it's light enough and we don't have to put as many in a plane where we could fly.
You can go to Miami.
Yeah, 30 minutes. I mean, they make electric planes Maybe. Now, but like not for commercial use.
Yeah.
Not that big. Yeah.
Interesting. What are we talking about again?
Was that classified?
That's public knowledge.
Yeah, this is just like, yeah.
Just making sure.
These are just videos I've seen off like YouTube and stuff.
And TikTok?
And TikTok.
Can't forget that one. Big one. Big one.
Although we did talk about electric planes in college, though, and how it's like practically impossible.
Interesting. Forgot what we were talking about for a second.
Except for you, kid. The one that, I mean, you know who you are.
The one that's over 18.
You can make it possible, okay? It's you. The world revolves around you.
It's you, kid that just turned 18. Not the kid that's under 18 because you're not allowed to be watching this.
Well, just that documentary. It's all educational, though, so.
I guess so. But still. Anyway, you can do it. What do you think of your wonderful cigar?
It's good. It's really good. I think probably could have let it dry out a little bit.
Yeah, totally, just because it draws
a little tight. But that's so keeping cigars. What, like, you normally keep them? I mean, we keep our cigars at like 69%. But a Cuban cigar, you really want to pull out like a day, you know, or a few hours.
If you're at 69, I would pull it out like a few days before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because you really want it around 60, 65.
Yeah. But I'd say 65 is like the max you want it.
Yeah, because you want a low percentage because the way that they're rolled, it's a really tight roll. So you need it to be drier so you could get that good, you know, draw from it.
Well, it's not even that, too. It's the fact that the Cuban cigars are constructions not as good as like Dominican or Nicaraguan. Most of the premium cigars we smoke in the U.S. So some of them can be tighter than others. So that's part of it. Yeah. I mean, like, you could have a cigar from a box with a great draw, and then you can pull the next one out and it'll be like terrible draw. One falls apart, one doesn't.
Jared, you want something to drink?
I just don't feel like drinking rum right now.
There's Old Forester, Angel's Envy, Monkey Shoulder.
I'm not forcing you to drink it.
I'm being peer pressured, so I guess I'll do it. So my humidor at home is at 65, so I can attest the fact that it's pretty good, but I didn't take it out a day before the podcast, so.
Yeah, my humidor is actually a little bit heavier. Mine's at like 72 right now. Yeah, just because I've been lazy with my humidor and it was severely under-seasoned. Or I need to re-season it. Okay. So in the meantime, I kind of just put a higher Velveeta pack in there for it to like settle out.
Gotcha.
But like my next round will be back down to 69.
Yeah. The thing about Cubans is, in my opinion, for most of them, the flavor is really good.
Yeah.
And it's something that you don't get from the cigars you can buy in the U.S. So that's one reason why they're pretty desirable. But the construction's not as good. So, like, I haven't really had one with a good burn.
Yeah. So, are Cubans, would you say, overrated or underrated?
I think they're overpriced for what they are now. I think, taking price out of it, they're not overrated. But the price you're paying for them in most places is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. And I will say, too, like, you go... You have guys that don't really smoke cigars that often. They go to Mexico and they're like, I want to buy Cubans. You know, there's a lot of fakes out there. Mm-hmm. Like, you really have to do your research on where to buy a Cuban. Because, I mean, we've had fake Cubans and, like, we just bought them to try it out. And I'm pretty sure we posted TikToks about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you'll find, like, hair in them. You'll find, you know, I mean, some, I think one guy on Reddit found a nail in his. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's terrible.
Yeah. Because they basically take, like, the sweepings off the floor and wrap it in tobacco, basically. So it might look like this, but it could have some shit in there.
Yeah.
One of our previous podcasts, I had a hair in my cigar, but wasn't a Cuban.
True. That is true.
And I still finished it, so I never give up.
Did you take the hair out at least?
Yeah. Pretty sure you were here, weren't you?
I know. I just,
like, sitting like right there.
I just want to clarify for the audience.
Okay.
I don't want them to slander your name. Jared smokes hair.
Or they'd say, I didn't finish a cigar. I wasted tobacco. Exactly. That'd be a shame.
That's even worse.
Even worse.
So, the thing too is, like, depending on where you get Cuban cigars, the prices vary. So, the cheapest place to get legitimate Cubans, which is also, like, the hardest place to get real ones, is Cuba.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. The problem is, because you go to Cuba, they actually have the most fakes to try and trick tourists. So there's very specific places you can get them.
Yeah. And most guys too, you'll see just like selling Cubans, you know, like, oh, my cousin works at the factory. My uncle works there, whatever. Most of those are fake. You know, they're just trying to make a quick buck. Their buddy gave them some cigars or whatever, or mm-hmm. they bought some cheap ones.
Like, if you go to Europe, you're better off finding legitimate ones. It's way easier and safer. If you go to Cuba or Mexico, definitely you have to know what you're looking for.
Yeah. It's more regulated in Europe, though.
Right. Well, yeah. So in Europe, in order to get cigars into your shop, let's say Zach owns a shop, he has to legally go through an importer that's licensed to bring any cigars, not just Cubans, any cigars. So Zach can't come to me and buy Basa cigars. He has to go through an importer that purchases the cigars from me and then sends it to him. So exactly. More regulation.
Yeah.
But if you're both the importer and the shop owner.
Wait, so you're saying regulation is good? Call me.
I didn't say that. I just said it.
You also did not say that.
I'm just saying in this case, it helps prevent fake Cuban cigars.
But can you legally be an importer and a shop owner?
I'm sure you could. I don't see why not.
And a customer?
Or just like owning two businesses, you know? I mean, just like Nancy Pelosi, you know what I mean? She makes the stock and then she creates the bubble.
She makes the problem.
She makes it.
And the solution and then invests at the appropriate time.
Exactly.
Isn't that just like antivirus software?
What?
What?
The same people that create the operating system can potentially keep holes, then create exploits and sell software.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Jerry wouldn't know.
I said it at a meeting once and it didn't turn out too well. But
because they were the ones creating the malware and the software.
You know what's crazy, though, is like hackers. You know,
I don't know. I just keep going with it.
Like hackers, let's just say they're pretty like down to earth people, you know, like, I mean, yeah, they'll hold up your business for like millions, billions of dollars, whatever. But like if you pay them, like they're going to cover up that hole.
They're,
you know,
honorable people. Yeah. After they hack you.
Well, I'm just saying, well, like, all right. MGM just got hacked big time. Right.
Mm.
And they told them, they're like, listen, just pay us this amount of money and we'll, you know, patch up our work and block you guys, block this from ever happening, whatever. Mm. And we'll like cover all the loopholes. And they're like, no, we're going to hire our own people. They were paying, I think I saw a job posting for a software engineer in Las Vegas. I think they were paying like $250 an hour.
Hmm.
Like, and it was during this time, but you know.
So would it have been cheaper to pay the hackers?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, they were losing. You got to think about how much money they're losing a day. They had no access to rooms. Managers had to let every person back into their rooms. They had no access to their funds.
To be fair, I guess they shouldn't trust the hacker to fix it anyway.
Yeah, but like,
yeah, because you can't write that off. So if you have contractors for them, you probably can write that off.
Mm. It's true.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, I was going to say like these hackers are known. You know, it's not like it's just like some random group of people.
Yeah, but your taxes are going to put, I got hacked, $3.5 million, you know. It's not like getting into a car accident or like,
I mean, it's a loss.
It's a service, I guess. Yeah, or a loss, yeah. I don't know.
I think it was the morality of it. They're like, well, we're not going to pay you guys. You just hacked us.
That too.
Oh, 100%. I mean, they were trying to play hardball.
Yeah.
Like another casino.
Fine. $500,000.
Yeah. Did you hear how they got access to it?
No.
One of the workers on LinkedIn, right, had that she worked there. And they knew that that person had the correct credentials to go into, you know, like the inside of the like systems. So what the hackers did was they found the internal number, which I think she also had posted somewhere.
What?
The internal IT support number. They called claiming that they were her, asked for a password reset. They reset her password and then they got in.
Ooh.
So it was actually like a.
And then she got fired.
That's pretty.
Probably. It was almost like a phishing.
It's like an old school way to reset someone's password, because nowadays you have a two-step factor authentication, or you have like a security key, or you have like your thumbprints, or you have something to verify it's you.
To get into our email is so annoying. To get in our email, all four of us have to be in the same place and put a thumbprint down just to get into our Gmail account.
Yeah.
That's Jared's idea.
That's how it worked at every security company I worked at.
So you guys can't hack our email.
No, it's smart. I mean, two-factor authorization. Hey, if you guys don't have it turned on, turn that.
And you can combine those, too.
Turn it on.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a retina scan and a thumbprint.
Because it's like me spoofing Zach's number and calling Alex and be like, hey, what's our password? I mean, the password.
Hey, listen, two-factor authentication. That's how I caught an ex signing into my Instagram account. You know, I turn that on, and lo and behold, 10 p.m., I get a notification, and it was like, oh, you know, is this you trying to sign in and wherever? You know, and I'm like, and they give you the location of the IP. But
noobs.
Yeah. Every time I try to log in, it'll say like, oh, someone in Heathrow is trying to log in. And Jared's like, is this you? I'm like, yeah.
It's scary.
He gets nervous every time.
I just accept them all. I just guess a number. 47. Click it.
It's only like 100 numbers. How is it? Is it two or three digits? Or I know it varies. For what? You know when they say like, oh, you have to match the number to log in, and it'll be like 1 through 100 or whatever.
Yeah, but they're randomized, so it's like
obviously, yeah, they're randomized. But I'm asking you if you have to guess 1 through 100, or if it's going to be like 1 through 999.
No, I don't think it's three digits. Is it three digits?
I've only seen two.
The mobile Google sign-on is two digits. So yeah, it'd be
1 through 99. So you only got to guess 100 numbers.
98.
0 through 99.
Actually, it'd be like 10 through, you know, 98. They should expand those numbers. Make it like 3, 4, 5, 6 digits.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it wouldn't matter because you have to match it. I mean,
yeah, I guess you're right. Chances are only 1 out of 90 or whatever it is. I don't know.
Well, it's actually like numbers on top of it, right? So you already have the password. You already have the two-factor. And then it's just like verify your two-factor.
Yeah, but my password's like my mom's name, so.
What's your mom's name?
Antoinette.
Oh, that's crazy. Is that it? Or like, you know, you put like.
Good luck spelling it.
It's on the internet somewhere.
So Antoinette. So then like you just put Antoinette, but you need a number in there.
Not always. If they ask for a number, I'll put like 123 or something.
Oh, okay.
Not that I put 123.
Oh, so Antoinette 123 is your password.
No, I'm just giving you an example.
Remember, guys, don't fall for these tricks.
And then it's an exclamation point sometimes.
Oh, okay. And then you just go down the line or like exclamation point and then money sign because you like money. Is that what it is?
Speaking of MGM, now that the eyeball thing is open, because last time I was in Vegas, it wasn't. If someone were to hack that, that would...
So
yo, that's put the Cigar Guys logo on it.
So that's a completely sealed off network.
That's like, how things should be.
Yeah. There's no outside connectivity to the ball.
Connectivity.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
Connection?
I guess. There's no outside connection into the ball. Yeah. Like, so I'm sure they have Wi-Fi, but like they're two completely isolated different networks.
Yeah, networks. Yeah. So you need like a thumb drive or something like that.
So you're just saying it's hard.
If they don't have port blockers.
Well, they need like physical security because we have to go there to be right next to it. Right. And you go inside of it too.
Yeah, but I'm sure all the servers that control that thing are kept in a, you know.
You say that, but if they have a help team just like MGM did on the inside.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know.
But realistically,
so
I mean,
LinkedIn.
How big are the people that run those things? There's probably only 5 people that run those servers there.
Yeah.
Surely one of them is on LinkedIn.
I mean, it would only be probably, 5 racks to control that whole thing, maybe?
Yeah. I wonder what power bill is like, you know?
What?
The power bill. It's probably like $10,000 a month just for all the screens on the outside, at least.
Nah, taxpayer money.
Speaking of taxpayer money, the Iron Dome. Sick, best piece of technology that we have.
I would say it's not.
It's not?
Are you talking about the Israeli one?
Yeah, but it's U.S. like.
I understand that
stuff we developed.
But since it's not technically ours anymore, it's not the best.
No, we own the tech.
I know we own the tech, but the Iron Dome is in Israel. It doesn't benefit us. If it was like, you know, the U.S. Iron Dome, of course I would agree with you. But since it's protecting another country, I don't agree with you. Bring back the Iron Dome or build a bigger one around our country.
I want one around my house.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
What, him or?
What are you saying?
Yeah, I think we should all have an Iron Dome.
You fly a kite, it just fucking boom.
Like, why not?
Like Uber Eats comes up, like, oh shit, forgot to turn it off.
You know how boring flying a kite is? Imagine how much more fun it would be if just it reached a certain height and just got shot down.
Would be pretty cool.
It would be.
It's also like $500,000 a pop. So, you know.
Don't say that because that destroys our balloon idea. I thought we were going to go traveling and go all the way up as far as we can go.
We could still do that.
You just said we get shot down.
No, well, not, we don't have Iron Domes. It's hypothetical. It's only we can like, still do the balloon thing.
I mean, the firmament, you know, it's like, I don't even understand how it works.
So is that a glass dome?
That's a you question.
I don't know. I didn't look into it that much. That's why we're trying to send the balloon up.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So where does that rocket go that's launching today?
I don't know. You tell me.
You learned about it up. I actually don't even know there's a rocket.
It goes up, Zach.
Cool. Into space?
Well, no. They never make it to space. They always blow up.
The rockets never blow up. Except for the Starship. But those are forced... what's the word?
It's what they want you to think.
Okay.
Like kill switches?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would say if I sent a rocket into space and it exploded. It was intentional.
They tell you before it launches.
Yeah, that's what I would do too. It might explode, or no, better. It's going to explode, okay? And it's intentional. It's not an accident. We want it to explode.
Every time a cigar that I light unravels, I'm going to say the exact same thing.
Exactly. I meant to do it. Torch the cigar too much. I meant to do that. Adds a little ashy flavor to it. This is actually really good. I'd honestly say this is probably better than the $70 one that I smoked.
I don't know. I just always feel like you always want to sit down and talk about cigars. Like, why can't we talk about the economic...
What did you say? The
socioeconomic state of the world right now.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, cigars, bro, it's so superficial.
Yeah, you saw The Wolf of Wall Street was on Tucker Carlson's show?
I heard you listening to it.
Yeah, I was listening to it on the way here.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show.
Did you see Kevin Spacey was on there, too?
I saw that, but I didn't watch it.
It was very interesting.
It was very interesting from the one clip I saw.
Only available on X. Just like the cigar. Well, the Cigar Guys is available on X. So
it's one of our safety nets. Looking at you, YouTube.
X.com/.
It's still Twitter.com.
I think you go to X.com. It links. Thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So why don't they just change it to X then?
Because then someone can just take it. Just like we have CigarGuysPodcast.com goes to TheCigarGuys.com. No. Remember? All those URLs would have been broken.
Oh. So they're not going to change it.
That's why I had to like backfill all the backlinks. On Zach's birthday. Remember, it took forever?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, well, Zach didn't want to hang out on his birthday.
You're working on my birthday?
So are you. That's no, why he was working.
No excuse.
Zach's working on his birthday, but we're going to honor him by not working.
Exactly. Thank you. Someone gets it.
I didn't work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So anyway, back to what I was saying 20 minutes ago.
Are you still talking about the electric... planes?
No, we're not going back to that.
How far back are we going?
To the part where I said I went to Europe.
How was that? When did you go to Europe?
2 weeks ago. So I started in Paris.
Paris.
And the price of Cubans there was close to MSRP. As close as you could get in Europe, I would say. Besides Spain. Which is what I learned. So I think... And then I went to London, double the price. The cigars that I was recommended were 50 to 98 euros, which translates to a lot of money in US dollars.
What, 60 to like 110, somewhere around there?
Yeah. 120, because it just is exponential.
Dang.
But anyway, so I did smoke... I think the most expensive Cuban I bought was 50 euro. So like, let's say $60. It was really freaking good, but it's a lot of money.
I smoked the Year of the Dragon the other day, which is not a Cuban, but.
That was $80, right?
It was an $80 cigar.
What would you say you would pay for it? What would you be willing to pay for it?
Honestly, it was a good stick. I mean, it was a big stick too. So I'd pay probably about $50 for it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, considering, you know, it is a Davidoff, so like,
was it better than a Padron 1926? See, it's easy to get people that one. It's an easy one.
Yes. No.
It's not. That means no.
I brought one. Jared was see, freaking like
that,
out.
That Cuban I smoked, it was a Hoyo de Monterrey series something.
Yeah, those are good. I've had two.
So this one was €50. And I was okay with it. Like, once I started smoking, I was like, oh, this is actually really good. Like, I'm okay with it. Actually, someone else ended up paying for it as a birthday gift. Man. But before I knew that, because it was an after the fact, after I smoked it, before I knew that, I was still okay with it.
Well, a free cigar is always a good cigar, so.
Yes, it was a phenomenal free cigar.
I've had a bad free cigar.
Acid?
No, I've never smoked a flavored cigar.
Something for a quick yes there.
One day.
No, I forgot. Someone just handed me a cigar, and I started smoking it, and he comes up later, and he's like, what do you think about it? I'm like, honestly? He's like, yeah. I'm like, kind of sucks. He's like, yeah, I know. I just wanted to see if you thought it sucked, too. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Did it have a label on it?
I forgot. I think it did, but I forgot. Someone gave it to him. He gave him a few.
He's like, cool, now we can do business.
It's a little awkward to get, like, someone you don't know gives you a free cigar with, like, no band on it.
Yeah.
Cellophane. Yeah. So it's like, where did it come from? Where was it? Was it properly hydrated? There are questions.
I feel like, well, yeah.
There are questions.
There are questions.
There definitely are questions.
That no one asks.
You say thank you. And then silently judge him. If it's bad. But yeah. I would say that, so I mean, we've had, not you, we're going to get you to this point, but Zach, Mark, and I, we've had Cohibas, we've had Monte Cristo, we've had Partagas, Bolivar, Jared smoking. What else have we had? I know I've had Hoyo, Juan Lopez.
I've had all these so far.
You haven't had Cohiba.
Yeah, I have. It's not Cuban.
Strictly Cuban cigars, Jared. Completely different.
That's why I don't trust this guy.
Jared is the definition of fake news.
Hey, you finished out already?
What has been your favorite brand that you smoked?
That's a good question. Probably Partagas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so? I think I'd say Partagas, yeah.
Yeah. I do, actually, to kind of answer one of your questions, I do think Cohiba is overrated.
Yeah, I do think, yeah. Cohiba, I mean, you buy a Cohiba. Well, okay, so Cohibas are the number one, like, faked Cuban cigar.
True.
You know, so it's hard to find a real one. You could go to a cigar shop in, like, Mexico, and they'll sell fake ones. But even the real ones, it's like, it's more of a status symbol because their label looks nice. It's gold, you know, whatever.
It's the most recognized Cuban cigar.
Yeah. Even when we went to Tampa and like we had real ones, that guy totally thought that they were fake.
Yeah.
You know, and
I mean, right for him to assume so.
Yeah. 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 I mean, Alex got them for me again, so it probably was fake. So tiny violin.
Yeah, I know.
No, but yeah, they're extremely overrated. The flavor on them, I mean, it's a great cigar, but
it's for the not price, the best.
Yeah, it's not the best, and for the price point, it's really just a flex item, you know.
And we're not talking about the Bajique. Like, I haven't had a real Bajique. I've been given a fake one, and I knew it was fake because he gave it to me. It's like a $400 cigar. But the Siglos, which is what we had, they're good. But yeah, they're not the best. Yeah. I think that Hoyo de Monterrey that I smoked was probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
What about you, Jared? What's your favorite Cuban brand?
The one I just smoked the other day.
This one? This one is really good.
Yeah, that one right there.
Juan Lopez. This one's actually really good. I don't know what they were thinking with that La Casas de Habanos blend. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, it was okay. This is really good though. Only 20 euros, I think.
Only, you know.
I would pay that again. This one's good. I would say, I would honestly say Monte Cristo number 2 might be better than any Cohiba I've smoked. Just slightly.
Oh yeah,
slightly.
Yeah, Monte Cristo's, yeah.
It's the flavor to it is like,
yeah, that's
really good.
That's a close second. That's a close second. Yeah, the Monte Cristo, delicious.
I have in the humidor, I have a Lancero. Really thin, long Lancero one.
Oh yeah.
I'm willing to try that. Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be.
You try right now?
No. I'm saving that one.
Remember, guys, don't have your best cigar on your worst day. Have it on your best day.
Exactly.
Did you know that?
Because half of the experience is how you feel, where you are, the atmosphere. Like if you're in a rush, don't smoke a cigar. If you are in a bad mood, don't smoke a good one. You know what I'm saying? Like smoke one
that you know you like. You know.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, if you're in a bad mood, if you're in a rush, like, it's not going to taste as good.
Yeah. Well, what happens if you
smoke a cheap one is what I'm saying.
Yeah. If you smoke your best cigar that you have in your humidor on your worst day, you know, you're going to hope that cigar brings you happiness.
It'll make you feel a little better.
Yeah, but you're not going to get all the flavors.
You're not going to enjoy it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as you would on your best day.
Exactly.
Like, we just hit... Totally forgot about this. We hit 2,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Oh yeah, we did. 2,000. Where's the Woody at?
Jared?
I'm still gonna buy one, I guess.
Yeah, we actually haven't been able to find him. We usually see him year round and
actually yeah, we were talking about this last time. I guess Corona ran out of him, right?
That's what I was told.
But they'll get him back.
Gotta check again, yeah.
We'll keep checking.
It's gonna be a long day of filming.
Yeah. And that you have to like buy it and smoke it because it's too big to fit a humidor.
Yeah, it's a one-time go.
That's true. That's true. It's going to be fun.
We should light it on like a Thursday or Friday at Corona. Around like 6. And I have to finish it by like 1 or 2.
I think you could do that.
But
that's
so many,
8 hours.
There'll be so many people there. You can bring one camera. Get a lot of content going.
Interview people.
Well, you have to interview people. I'm like, hold on. I got a countdown timer. I'll get rid of this real fast.
Yeah, you gotta do the math and like put marks on the cigar. So this way it's like you know if you're falling behind or not.
Mm. So you measure it out, divide it by the hours.
Yeah.
Let's say 8. So if you don't finish, like, you know.
Like, I really need you guys' help. Like when I'm eating, someone needs to hold it. When I go to the bathroom, someone needs to hold it. Because I can't bring it in there.
Mm.
I don't have three hands.
You
know?
You can't hold two massive sticks at the same time.
Exactly.
That's going to be... Yeah, we'll do it. We'll take care of you.
I'll just go in there with you and feed you.
Yeah, have someone carry one. Have someone carry the other. I'll hand feed you.
Alex will get the cigar.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Jeez.
That rum's hitting you a little harder.
Yeah, this Havana Club is basically... Same, it's a Cuban product, so it's under the same embargo as Cuban cigars. So I brought 2 bottles back home. Totally under the radar.
Naturally.
They didn't see it coming. Straight up asked me, you bring any liquor back? I said, yeah.
They're like, oh, okay, cool. Did you bring me one? Yeah, so he's like, they're like, did you bring me one? He's like, yeah. He's like, all right, you're good.
They don't even want it. They just want to know that you had a good heart.
Yeah, that you would have.
Yeah, like, yeah. I would give it to you. They're like, nah, I can't take it. But since you said that. Also, Bree said, oh, he brought 2 bottles of whiskey home, which is a lie because it's rum. I wasn't going to clarify. But yeah. Oh, now he's on the... Did you smoke that yet?
No.
Partagas
Cigarillo?
No, I haven't smoked any of the small ones yet.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's gonna go out so fast though.
Yeah, you're almost halfway done already. Whoa, wait, you got two over there. Did you take that from my bag?
No, these are.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got to put this on this side.
Yeah, you gotta watch Jared. Like, if you're hanging out with Jared, watch his hands.
I'm either getting out a free cigar or free drinks. I'm not stealing.
Jared's actually the most generous guy at the cigar lounge, low-key.
So thank you, Jared, for that bottle.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the other bottle.
That's okay. It's all right. It's all good.
We're all friends here, though, so we all share. Sorry, I didn't buy the $4,500 Macallan at the duty-free store. It's on me, bro.
Disappointed.
I was disappointed, too.
I was expecting the, like, $20,000 Davidoff or something, and then, you know, the Macallan. I didn't get nothing. I mean, I got these, which I'm grateful for. You know what I mean?
All right, I'll just remember to only buy them for myself and Jared.
Whatever happened to the unicorn this year? Like, no one smoked it yet. Or at the end.
Yeah, I think the last time we did it was Mark's birthday.
Yeah, I think so. And didn't they change? Wasn't that the new unicorn?
We haven't had the new one.
Yeah?
The new one is the Sober Mesa and then the Mikierda. We haven't had any since then. I do know a place that carries them, but I'd rather not buy from there. Rather support a business that I appreciate.
You don't appreciate my business?
Are you selling them?
Yeah, 1102 Cigarinos.
But yeah, so basically, for every birthday, I guess until this year, we would buy a unicorn for that guy's birthday.
Yeah, inflation hit hard this year, so.
Yeah. The price of the cigar didn't go up, but everything else went up, so.
I started running my car off milk because it's cheaper than gas.
Milk?
Milk.
That works?
If you make it.
Is it cheaper?
Probably not.
If you make it. I feel like it's more expensive.
If you make it work, not if you make the milk. Disclaimer, you can't run your car off milk.
I saw this video on TikTok where this guy took a whole bottle, a whole handle of like vodka, put into his car and like took off. But it burned so fast.
You know? Well, you know, the owner of Patron, only all of his vehicles run off Patron. Like his motorcycles, he fills it with Patron. That's it.
Is that even high enough proof?
Oh, well, I'm sure he gets a high proof. Like, it's, I mean, his own. Yeah. Like, you ever seen how it's made? I mean, yeah, like how Patron's made?
He makes it, it's almost his private gasoline.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like a vineyard, you know, the way Patron, you know, is. Yeah. You have, like, a main house, and then you have all the crops right there.
I feel like every time he got pulled over, the police would be like, I smell alcohol. And then you're going to be like, yeah, my car's running. It's my car.
That's a great excuse.
And then if you get thirsty, you just take a straw.
So what you're saying is we should start our own alcohol distillery. To run our cars and sell.
Or we could start a burger joint and then have diesel trucks and run our car off the oil. Run the trucks off the oil. I put biodiesel in my truck once. I swear. Yeah. They used to sell it at the show on 46.
It was biodiesel? Like
a, yeah.
That's not the red one, right?
No. It's off-road diesel.
Yeah, at first I thought that's what you were talking about.
No. Biodiesel is like, it was a blend. So it was like 50% recycled oil and then another 50% diesel.
I always start a burger joint. The Burger Guys?
The Burger Guys.
Not to be confused with Five Guys. It's only four of us.
They might confuse it and sue us, but you know.
Nah. Can we have a lounge in the back where you smoke cigars?
Yes. Not in Florida, but yes.
Can it be a separate building?
Yes. In Florida.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to finish this off camera. The last 10 minutes. I want to enjoy it. Not have to worry about stuff.
All right. I guess it's just me and Jared on the podcast.
Okay, that's fine.
No.
By when do you want to talk about off camera?
No, nothing. I don't want to talk at all. I literally just want to enjoy this. I'm saying it's that time.
So just me and Zach for the next hour? 10 minutes?
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Cigar Guys. We hope you guys like the Cuban special. Make sure to check out our Cigar Guys links on thecigarguys.com. What?
Keep going.
Oh, okay.
You're on a roll.
No, okay. All right.
Tell them the links, though.
There's a lot of links there. https://www.thecigarguys.com/socials/socials. And then check out our blog posts on there. You can see our podcast links on there. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the page. Let us know if you guys have any questions about Cubans. You know, keep the conversation going. Turn on that notification bell so you guys get notified when we post another video.
And if you have any questions about Cuban cigars, you can ask those as well.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Subscribe!